98.1 KZE, MK with you a little after 4 on your Thursday. Jen Hicks is here from Jane Street Art Center. Welcome back, Jen.
Hi.
And with us in the studio today is poet Will Nixon. He's got a book coming out, If Not in Heaven, Then in Saugerties. Welcome, Will.
Thank you.
Great to have you both here. Jen, what's been going on at Jane Street Art Center lately?
We've had a lot of great exhibitions this summer. And what's coming up now is going to be opening on Saturday from 4 to 7. It's called Welcome Home, and it's a group exhibition. We have 30-something artists, I believe.
And these are all local artists?
They're all local, meaning Hudson Valley.
Cool.
We have a number of artists that do travel outside of the Hudson Valley, and they reference places they either came from or they feel at home.
Yeah, that's allowed. You're allowed to leave the Hudson Valley once in a while without losing your local status.
So the exhibition is the kind of brief, as they say, was I wanted to see pieces that people felt very personal about, about home and what does that mean? Where is your heart? And that could be very positive, or it could be disturbing, or it could be frightening, or it could be sarcastic, ironic. And I would take, you know, a varied from photography, sculpture, drawing, 2D work, a number of things. And then Will and I were also discussing how we could wrap another performative element in as well. And I'll let Will talk in a sec. But I want to mention a couple of artists just to kind of give you a vibe of the gist. So the show runs, Welcome Home runs November 9th through December 14th. Opening is this Saturday from 4 to 7. And for instance, we've got an artist, Chung Kang, and she's local, but she's from Korea originally. And this piece is beautiful. It's a painting of a traditional Korean gown that her mother often wore, and it reminds her of home and reminds her of family. We've got Anaje Benjamin, who is a photographer, and his work is beautiful, these beautiful black and white photographs of Poughkeepsie mostly. Len Jenkin has a big painting. It's a big triptych in the back, and it's referencing Navajo code talkers and big American flag, and it has many elements, including aliens in there. And you'll see it. It's surreal and haunting at the same time. And let's see who else I can mention. Lauren Bergman, her work is referencing a ideal 1950s America in using old advertising for what quote-unquote America was supposed to be sponsoring. So one of her pieces is a schoolroom full of small white children with their hands on their heart saying the American, you know, Pledge Allegiance, ironically. And it's a big piece. It's quite, it's really moving. And then last person I'll mention is Michael Pope, and he's grew up in New York City, and his home is more or less the subway. So his pieces, he's got three small pieces, but they're very powerful, and they're images of people he's seen and talked to on the subway.
I think home is such a great topic. I mean, as you said, it can mean so many different things to so many different people, and really lends itself well to a group exhibition, a multimedia exhibition like this one.
And it's really interesting when people show home, because I was very specific about, I didn't want to see a whole bunch of paintings of
a house,
a pretty house. I don't want to see that. That being said, there are a few pieces of someone's house or their living room, and they're beautiful. They're absolutely beautiful. And so I didn't want to kind of exclude that altogether, but I was careful of the pieces that I took, that it could have a wide range of experiences of what home might be to someone.
And evoke different emotions and reactions. Very cool. And I think this ties in really beautifully. Will Nixon is here with us. He has a poetry book coming out, If Not in Heaven, Then in Saugerties. And you said you don't live in Saugerties, right?
I don't.
But you consider it home in a lot of ways.
I'm there. I've been there a lot. Yeah. Yes. So I have good friends, and I've gotten very involved in various art projects there over time. So, yes.
Yeah. It's a wonderful community.
It is.
Yeah. And I think, you know, just by skimming what you have here in your book, like, you've captured a lot of Saugerties. You know, we have, for example, some of our favorite businesses out there, Inquiring Minds and The Pig and The Local and Dancing Tulip. Then you've got one of my favorite places, the Sopus Bend Nature Preserve. And you've written different pieces about all of these places and elements of Saugerties.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was this something that kind of happened over time? Are these all poems you've written over the years, or did you decide to sit down and write this collection?
Maybe a decade ago, I wrote a book called Acrostic Woodstock. The acrostic form, so in Woodstock, H. Houston Son, it's the hardware store. I take the title, I run it down the side of the page, and I fill in each line. Mm-hmm. I don't know what, but I love constraints. It's a great constraint, and so I ended up writing a whole book of those, and I said that by the end of it, never again. My friend was saying, go do Rhinebeck. They're wealthy in Rhinebeck. They'll buy in Rhinebeck. I can't. Some years go by, two friends recruit me to help a Saugerties project for National Poetry Month. We're going to go put a poem in the windows of many shops and stores in town. Well, it was 2020. By the time National Poetry Month arrived in April, I drove over to Saugerties. It was a Stephen King novel or movie. Mm-hmm. There was one car. Every shop was closed. There were these ghostly plastic bags over all the parking meters. And I had the notion, first of all, I'd had the jealous notion when my friends asked me to help do this. You want me to put somebody else's poems in the windows? I'll write my own poems, which I had done in Woodstock.
Yeah.
And that's what got me started. That day, really, I just felt very haunted by that experience of Saugerties as a ghost town. And now it's really back and humming.
With a vengeance.
It is, yeah. So that was the origins of this.
Yeah, yeah. It's called If Not in Heaven, Then in Saugerties, which I really like the name. Where did that come from?
It's the final line of one of my poems.
Gotcha.
And a friend, someone at some point said, don't call it Acrostic Saugerties. Mm. So this was the line they suggested, and they were right.
Yeah, and it's not entirely acrostic, right? You have some different...
Then I have a lot of essays, personal anecdotes in the back, kind of the stories behind the poems is what I call them.
That's a cool idea.
I'll tell you one. Miss Lucy's Kitchen. I had such a fantasy about Miss Lucy in the kitchen, and I was the lonely hermit from the pandemic, and won't she come out and give me a kiss? I did a little researching. Miss Lucy, when the restaurant was named, was the six-year-old daughter of the owners. So there's stories behind the poems. They're kind of those kinds of investigations.
Yeah, yeah. And you're doing a poetry reading that's going to be on December 7th, so a month from today, 2 p.m. And I like the way that you've said you're going to do it. Can you describe that a little bit?
Yes. I every so often I need to get myself off the stage. And actually, poetry can be a little awkward for me. So we'll have maybe a dozen people come and read their poem. Mm. Hopefully Brian Donahue of Inquiring Minds or someone from Inquiring Minds. Hopefully Jen. People like that will come and read their poem and then say a word. I'm always fascinated. Where does a business get its name? 11 mm. Jane Street. We talked about that. Mm-hmm. So a little history of how they chose the name they did and then read their poem.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes it a lot more personal.
When you talk about community, I feel like that's the point of this. It really brings a lot of people into the poetry realm who are not necessarily in it otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely. Is this book going to be widely available?
I don't know if widely. It will be available certainly in Saugerties, stores in Saugerties, and we'll put it online to Amazon, and I have a website as well.
I just opened up to the motorcycle poem. Maybe I won't read this one on the radio.
Oh, too bad.
Oh, man, yeah, there's some fun stuff in here.
The motorcycle poem, I was, Lucky Bites was a favorite place for brunch, and it was June after the pandemic was over. We're free. We're, you know, free at last. But we're still eating outside, and I'm at my table having brunch, and within about 30 seconds, the roaring motorcycles come through. I thought, oh, the sounds of spring in mm-hmm. Saugerties. And that poem, you don't want to read it, but that came to me very quickly.
Captures the feeling of that moment. Yeah. And the cover art of the book is also very cool and very beautiful. Can you tell us about that a little bit?
Well, it starts really with Jen's, Joanne Pagano Weber, wonderful artist, had a project to do drawings, almost full-scale, life-size drawings of people from Saugerties. Those are all people from Saugerties. Jen had a wonderful show of Joanne's pieces, maybe 25 or so, in the back gallery. Mm. And I thought, that's going on the cover. Mm. So that's the origin of that.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I feel like anybody who has lived in Saugerties for a long time, you probably could pick out a couple people from this lineup, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it's very cool. We're talking to Will Nixon. His book of poetry, If Not in Heaven, Then in Saugerties, is out soon, out now?
Yeah, he's very soon. Very cool. Coming days and weeks.
And you can see the poetry reading next month, December 7th, at Jane Street Art Center in Saugerties. The Welcome Home exhibition kicks off on this coming Saturday, November 9th, from 4 to 7, with an opening reception. And Jen, if I can come back to you for a second.
Sure.
With an opening reception for a group exhibition with, I think you said, around 30 artists, will all of the artists be there for the reception?
I'm not sure, honestly. I know a lot of them are going to be there, but there's some artists that live a little bit far away, so I'm not sure if they're all come, but they'll all come at some point.
For sure.
Just they
for
might
sure.
not all come to the opening.
Yeah, just it sounds like just a different kind of opening reception than you might have with a solo exhibition.
Yeah, especially since it's in both galleries. So we just opened Sketchbook 3 months ago. So this is the third exhibition we've had there. Usually with these group openings, it's really fun because there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And so then they can go back and forth in both spaces and, you know, meet each other and get to know more of the local art and folks in the area. So it's really, it's a fun thing.
Yeah. Sounds like a very fun Saturday afternoon activity.
Yeah.
Got Jen Hicks from Jane Street Art Center, Will Nixon in the house as well. If Not in Heaven, Then in Saugerties. You said, when we were talking about the reading, you said something to the effect of poetry is difficult for you. Do you find reading poetry out loud to be a difficult thing?
Can be.
Yeah.
I have a good friend, Suzanne Bennett, who was one of the people who got me into this. She's a theater person, so I will rehearse with her. It helps a lot. I don't have a theatrical background. I mean, I shouldn't say this, but life can be a poetry reading, especially general open mic poetry readings, can be really kind of torturous because people just aren't, writing is so different than performing. And so I'm much, much more comfortable sitting at the computer writing, but I do my best to read them well.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there one that I should read on the radio? Should we like do a little sneak preview?
I would start if you want, if you're willing. The very first one is called Partition Street.
Absolutely. Please do.
This is the day when I thought this is a Stephen King movie. No one but me in the wonderful village of Saugerties. Me and the image of the pandemic for me is those white trash bags on all the parking meters.
I remember them well.
Partition.
It's so dark in here. So we have one light and it's shining on me.
Me to hold your. Got it.
Let's see if I can. Okay, now I'm ready. I can see. Partition Street. Practice your laughter, no matter how rusty or canned. Announce yourself to the parking meters, lonely from lockdown. Recite haiku to the sidewalk that never healed its cracks. Turn the corner with a skip in your step, but immediately turn back, ignoring the don't walk, because there's someone smiling in the window who looks incredibly like you. A lost twin or a clone. Only it is you. The one and only you. Only you need a haircut and shave, you pandemic hermit, you do. They say Rip Van Winkle lived outside of town and ruined his life by leaving his wife to hunt squirrels. But every time the light turns red, you catch a lipstick wink in the window. Even if you're not ready for love, Partition Street has plans. The tattoo parlor, coming out of hibernation, promises a golden dawn.
Partition Street, a poem by Will Nixon from the new book, If Not in Heaven, Then in Saugerties. And that was an acrostic poem. So, you know, if you're thinking it's as simple as like, P is for pretty, a little bit more complicated than that.
I got one compliment. The woman who copy edited it, she's a terrific copy editor. I mentioned in passing afterwards that it was a book of acrostics, and she said it was.
Yeah.
I copy edited, so I didn't even notice. That to me is the key. They're acrostics, but the reader doesn't need to know that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this has been wonderful. We should have more poetry readings on KZE. This is very nice. The new group exhibition Welcome Home opens this Saturday from 4 to 7 at Jane Street Art Center, on display till December 14th. And Will Nixon's poem reading for If Not in Heaven, Then in Saugerties is December 7th, 2 p.m. Jane Street Art Center. Did we miss anything?
This is our last show of the season. So we close for the winter. We kind of somewhat go into hibernation, but we have plans for, we have to do painting and cleaning up the basement. We're trying to get up and running for artist residencies in the winter. We haven't put it into full effect just yet, but it's coming. So that's that. And then our first show in the spring, I'm very excited about. It's going to be with the kids from the Boys and Girls Club in Saugerties. So it'll be the Boys and Girls Club in Saugerties is kind of sponsoring it along with Jane Street. But we're also working with the Boys and Girls Club in Kingston. So that's in the works. So yeah. Stay tuned.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming in to tell us about it.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Always got to pick a song. Here's Steely Dan, Home at Last, for the Welcome Home exhibition.